Elizabeth one day when she was going around the hospital ward, and I must have been in hospital for a crisis. And she came and spoke to me and my mum. And that's when we started going to the sickle cell. She had a little support group for her. That was when, hallelujah, I realised there was other people in the world that existed with sickle cell, because I didn't actually know that anybody existed then. So that was when I first sort of, like, was aware that there was other families, other people that suffered from sickle cell. And it was good for my mum as well, because my mum needed that support. All it was really was just bringing, sufferers and their carers together, and we would just sit down, and it was just, it was talking, it was supporting one another, talking, explaining. It was just somewhere where you just met people, really. That's what I can remember. It was just somewhere where you met people and you spoke about your experience. And Elizabeth would say, you know, she would be talking about what is out there, what is non-existent,